All right. So, why do we accept? Okay, why do we not accept food from others? Why do we decline food from others? Now, I'm not sure why either, but I think the main reason is that, well, when we were young, right, we get food from, you know, our parents. We get food from anyone, you know, from like our friends, our parents, our teachers, our grandfather, grandpa, so forth and so forth. So we get food from others. So that's like, you know, that mindset we have when we were a kid. You know, we were carefree. We were, you know, just doing nothing but study, you know, and like play sports and stuff like that. So we didn't have any concern about anything. So we just accept anything and accept anyone that we would find, you know, like food. Especially food is like an essential thing in life, right? You eat food every day. You eat food 3 times a day, even more. You know, you eat snacks and stuff like that. So there's no reason to like refuse it, right? And I guess as we grow older, right, somehow we just, we become more independent, yeah? Like, we have our own allowances, like, we manage our own allowance, and we, you know, we cook our own food, we pack our own food and stuff like that. We don't rely on others so much. So when our friends ask, or like, excuse me, or like, you know, when others ask, us like to like to when others offer us food, sorry, yeah, we tend to refuse it. I'm not sure if this is for everyone, but in my case, I've seen like my friends, like most of the time they refuse food or like snacks from other people. I mean, not snacks, more of like food. I feel like it's more, yeah, it's because of that independence that you get when as you grow older. So like when people like offer you food, you'd be like, no, hell no. You'd be thinking to yourself, right? Hell no, I can cook my own food. I can manage myself. I don't need no other people to like take care of me, right? And like, okay, another thing is like I noticed like from series, right? And like I don't know, it's like love series, you know, Terrace House. If you don't, you guys know this. There's like a trend where like old people, not old people, but like older people, when they offer food to younger people, like maybe, for example, 30 year olds, offer food to a 20-year-old, and when the 20-year-old accepts the food, the 30-year-old immediately assume that, you know, the 20-year-old is like a kid, because they need, you know, he or she needs to be fed, you know, he or she needs to like be taken care of. So in a sense, yeah, I feel like, you know, younger people, I don't know, these days they have become more independent, but, and then, you know, when others offer them food, they'd be like, hell no, I don't want none of your food. I mean, like, I guess it depends on the people as well. But, like, that's how I think of it, yeah? That's how I think of it. Like, you know, when people offer you food, you'd be like, oh, no, I can manage myself, right? Except you're really hungry, I guess. And except, like, you're really close to that person, to the person who's offering you food. There are many factors that go, you know, like contributing to the reason why they don't accept food, I'm pretty sure. Now, I haven't done any kind of research at all, because this is like my own opinion, so I'm not really sure. But yeah, logically, in my mind, that's how I think of it. And I guess it depends on the cultures as well. Because there are certain cultures, like Asian cultures, for example, like especially Southeast Asians, because that's where I'm from. I'm from Thailand, by the way, so that's how I know so much about it, much about the culture of sharing, especially food. So in Southeast Asians, it's really common. Like, if you live in like a village, for example, and you live in the neighborhood, and you know, it's very common for people to share food, you know, with their neighbors, not because of religious purposes or whatnot. It's just because it's their culture. The culture is very like sharing oriented. Like, they like to share. Yeah, share food. I'm not sure about other things, but for food, they like to share food. And yeah, they like to share food when they cook. You know, they cook like a big portion of food, and then they share the food. And then, of course, like... oh God, I'm dying. Okay. Yeah, of course, others like accept the food because, you know, why not? It's a culture. So like, they want to continue the culture, and like, it's something that has been like in their head forever since they were born, right? Because like, it's the culture. It's not like something like forced to them. It's not something forced to them. It's something like they don't feel like they don't want to do. It's not something they don't want to do. It's something that's already been in their head since they were born. So there's nothing wrong with it. So yeah, they just accept food, and of course, like, they share the food back. You know, next time they cook, they'll share it back. So that's kind of like a Southeast Asian culture. Oh, that's at least in Thailand, that's how it is. But I'm not sure about Western cultures. What I'm sure of in Western culture, I think it's more independent in the Western culture. I'm in Australia now, and I mean, I guess people still share food, obviously. I mean, all around the world, I'm pretty sure people still share food. But we are, I mean, not we, but like, Western people, I guess, are more, have the independent mindset. You know, they are more independent in terms of their, like, cultures and their mindset. So, you know, when people offer them food, yeah, like I said, they'll be like, you know, they don't really want to accept it. I mean, it's a nice gesture, but like, they prefer to be independent, I guess. Well, like always, I think I'm wrong, but I would love to hear others' opinions. So yeah, all good. See you. Bye bye. God.